The Karate Princess and the Last Griffin, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Judy Bennett.
Chapter 1. A Wedding Surprise.
Ouch! That hurt!
King Stormbelly leapt into the air, looking for all the world as if he had just been stabbed with a long, sharp needle, which was, in fact, exactly what had happened. Princess Belinda stood by her father's chair, holding the needle. "It's your own fault," she said. "You moved."
"Of course I moved," roared the king, rubbing his arm vigorously. "You stuck a pin in me. Now my arm hurts just as much as my head."
The queen gave her daughter a wan smile and turned to her husband.
"Perhaps your head would stop aching if you didn't shout so much, dear," she pointed out.
"Shout!" bellowed the king. "Who's shouting? I'll tell you why I have a headache. It's because of all these arrangements I've had to make for Belinda's wedding. Do this, do that, buy a present, order food, get a haircut."
"You're bored, Dad," Belinda said calmly. "You don't need haircuts anymore. Now sit still while I slip this needle in and you won't feel a thing."
King Stormbelly backed away from his advancing daughter.
"Oh, no," he protested. "Not again. I won't have any more of this at-you-punch-you stuff."
"It's not at-you-punch-you," said Belinda. "It's called acupuncture, and it really works. If you sit still. I learned all about it when I visited Japan. They got it from the Chinese, who have been using it for thousands of years. You have to be very careful to make sure you don't do anything harmful. But don't worry, I've had months of special training. If you have a sore foot, I can stick a needle in your ear and make the pain go away. If you have a headache, the needle goes into your arm and it makes your headache go away. You won't feel a thing."
She took another couple of steps towards the king, who hastily hid behind a chair.
"Why do I have a daughter who goes round the world karate chopping people and sticking pins in them?" the king moaned. "Why don't you behave like a proper princess for a change and try on your wedding dress? You're getting married this afternoon, and about time too. I've waited years for this moment. I thought it would never happen. After all, what kind of nutcase would want to marry a pin sticker? Poor Hubert. I wonder if he realises what he is letting himself in for."
The karate princess smiled a rather soppy, love-struck kind of smile.
Of course Hubert knew what he was doing. They had been through all sorts of adventures together, and now they were getting married. Belinda had proposed to him when they were in Japan. Hubert had been very surprised. In fact, he had fainted. But of course he said yes as soon as he had recovered.
Since then, time had rushed by. The arrangements had all gone quite smoothly, apart from Belinda and Hubert's great friend, Naka Levy, wanting to be a bridesmaid like Belinda's 15 older sisters. Naka Levy was a bogle, and bogles are very big, very strong, very hairy, and just a bit pongy. When Belinda tried to explain to him that bogles did not normally wear dresses, he had been most upset and had stuck the dress on top of his head like an enormous meringue. Luckily, Hubert had suggested that he was best man instead. Or at least, best bogle. Best man! Naka Levy was overcome. Fancy being called best man! He gave everyone an enormously proud grin.
"I'm going to be bestest man. Thank you, your royal nesting ships."
And the bogle went off to practice his wedding speech. By the time the afternoon had arrived, Belinda was feeling a trifle nervous. She had been to the terrifying marsh at the end of the world. She had fought the cutthroat robbers, faced up to steam dragons and fought sumo wrestlers. But she had never had so many butterflies in her stomach as she did now. She stood alone in her bedroom, gazing into the mirror.